Writer Edward Hoagland is the author of 5 novels and 2 volumes of travel writing, but he's best known for his essays. John Updike has called Hoagland, quote, the best essayist of my generation, unquote. Hoagland's collections include The Courage of Turtles, Red Wolves and Black Bears, and Heart's Desire. Our book critic John Leonard is also a Hoagland fan. He has a review of Hoagland's new collection, Balancing Acts.
Wherever he goes, Ted Hoagland always seems to find a woman and an epiphany. He may in these splendid essays be going blind from cataracts, and his novels don't sell, and his Eastern Establishment Wall Street father cut him out of his will, and the lesbian gay bisexual alliance on the Bennington College campus is after his teaching job because of something he said in Esquire magazine about AIDS and anal sex. But as Hoagland ran away in his boyhood to join the circus, he will run away at 50-something to Wyoming or British Honduras, to Okefenokee or North Yemen, to Alaska or the library. His heroes in the library are Joseph Conrad and Henry David Thoreau and John Muir, the last Emersonian and the first Sierra Clubby, the grandfather Whitebeard, naturalist and rhapsodist, who discovered in the migrations of ice and the movements of bears, in volcanoes and landslides and glaciers and oceans of flowers and the jubilee of waters, the miraculous character and the healing divinity of life here and now. What Hoagland's running away from, among other things, is New York literary life, all the little greedheads wheeling around the tricycles of their careers. To such cocktail party contract chit-chat, he prefers a train, a horse, a sleeping bag with someone warm in it, and difficulties. This doesn't mean he hasn't opinions, and strong ones, on writers like Updike and Bellow, Grace Paley and Philip Roth, Turgenev, Melville, and Faulkner. But he also has opinions, in Fort Yukon, about a $2 cup of moose stew, and in Nicaragua, about grackles and pelicans and almond trees, or in North Africa, about the mud skyscrapers and the steam baths heated by human dung, and the blindfolded camels turning underground grindstones, and 100 mosques in the spring rain, and the residue of an astral religion in a moon temple compound from the time of Sheba. What isn't lost, he asks? Children, money, time, love. He looks for them anyway, having confided to his journal, when you come to the end of your life, make sure you're used up. And wherever, information of the oddest sort seems to find him. Turgenev's brain, we are told, was the heaviest ever recorded, 4.7 pounds when 3 is average. Or, you butter a cat's paws when moving it to a new home so it can find its way back after going out exploring the first time. And so will Hoagland, with butter on his paws, find his way back. From nature to art, he explains, from west to east. In North America, we go west with such hope and zest because we anticipate that nature will reinvigorate art and intelligence and patch up their inadequacies and failings. But we come east again, lonely for art, lonely in nature. What he comes back with is another wonderful book. The big divide in writers, he says, seems to be between the free spirits who sit down every morning to speak their minds without first calculating the market for it, and staff writers in what I call mule trains, well-fed, nicely harnessed, with bits in their mouths and bottoms upraised for the whip of an editor, who write cover stories for Time or dance attendance upon the mindset of Vanity Fair on retainer. Well, yes, but there's a bigger divide between literature and typing. And Ted Hoagland's on the heroic other side of it, joyful in a jubilee of waters.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Edward Hoagland's new collection of essays, Balancing Acts.